Can I just get your name first of all?
It's Andrew Weir.
Okay, Andrew. Tell me what happened. You saw what happened, didn't you?
Yeah, just basically I popped up just across the road from the Millennium Hotel and I heard banging. And I looked round and I just seen the bin lorry. It was sort of shunting a taxi up the road. And I just thought at first it was just a normal accident. But obviously the bin lorry didn't stop, it just kept going. Then all of a sudden it just crashed into the side of the Millennium Hotel as well. Then by that I heard screaming and I looked down Queen Street from the top of George Square and I just could see carnage and people lying in the road. And it was horrendous, to be honest.
You look like you're sort of in shock. You maybe still trying to take all this in.
It's like the first time I've obviously seen something as horrendous, especially when I've seen people getting CPR and a woman with a white sheet over her and stuff as well. It's something I won't forget in a while anyway.
And just a few days before Christmas, it's not something you'd expect to happen when you come into town and do your Christmas shopping.
Definitely not, and it couldn't have happened at the worst time of the year as well. So.
And the people, were they crossing the road at the time or did they actually mount the pavement, do you think?
I'm not too sure, but it looks like the people are lying on the road, so I don't know if maybe they were crossing the road and I don't even know what's happened, to be honest, whether he's took a heart attack or something at the wheel, I think the rumour is, so I don't know, to be honest.
It's usually the most likely kind of explanation for something like this. Did he seem like he was going too fast when he was driving
I wouldn't say so, to be honest, but as I say, it just wasn't for stopping when I seen him hitting the back of the taxi and it was just, he just kept going and going and until he hit the side of the hotel. It was quite frightening, actually.
Yeah. How many people do you think were there at that point?
Oh, hundreds, to be honest, I would say. Obviously, it's a busy time, and everybody just started gathering round and people crying and shouting, and it was horrific, to be honest.
The people that were hit, though, I mean, could you quantify the numbers of those people that were hit by the truck?
I think I've seen three, to be honest, what I can mind. I think it was about three or four anyway.
Not something you obviously would ever want to see again. A terrible day here in Glasgow, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, the whole city's in lockdown practically, isn't it?
Especially after last year with the helicopter crash and stuff. So, brings it home.
Yeah, so you just wanted to get back home to your family
now. Yeah, okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks for talking to me, okay, cheers.